7 o'clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. And now I've got this dumb look on my face like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? Must have lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said woman move out my way. I said I got a wife at home. She said please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet, trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. He throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Damn, he's open in the closet. Well, now he's staring at me like as if he was staring in the mirror. She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home. Then I said, wait a minute, now hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus shit up in my house. But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt. I said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking close? I met this girl at the Pages Club and she told me she didn't have a man. Then he said, man, please, I'd kill you if you didn't have that gun in your hand. And then I said, but your chick chose me. He said, don't give me that Mac shit, please. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting. He steps a little closer. I point my gun and says, I'm not the one you after. He says, son, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor? I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian lie? And I started to put the gun down till I saw his face still had a frown. She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be. I started inching out. He says, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house and not tell him, reveal my secret. I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up and says, hello, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now. Click. He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted. And she said, what do you mean? And he said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings. He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor, hurry, take the stairs. And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you both will know the shocking truth. Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. Then I said, nigga, I'ma shoot you both if you don't say what's on your mind. He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs. And I'm looking at the door. He says, I think you better sit down in a chair. I says, I'm gonna count to four. He says, Mr. Wade, two. She says, please don't shoot, three. He says, don't shoot me, four. She screams. Then I knock on the door. The gun's in my hand. He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man. Well, here we are. Four of us in total shock, me and her. I close my mouth and swallow spit as I'm thinking to myself, this is some deep shit. Then I said, so you're gonna tell me he's the one you've been talking to? He says yes, I says no. He says yes, I says no. He says it's the truth. I yell, all of y'all ass is crazy. Let me up out this door. Because this is way more than I bargained for. And then she says, wait, I'm sure we can all fix this. And then I said, I'm late, plus I ain't got a damn thing to do with this. And then she said, but wouldn't you like to know just how it all began? Then I thought to myself and said, quick, you got 3 minutes. And then it got real quiet. I said, somebody start talking. Then she said, my God, Rufus, I've got just one question. How could you do something like this? I'm so hurt. Then he looked at her and said, bitch, please, you've got your nerves. With all your club popping, lying, saying you were shopping. And now here you are in our home, and you're calling me wrong. She said, okay, you busted me, and that much I agree. You've called me cheating, but this is a little extreme. He said, you are my wife, sleeping behind my back. And now I come home and you got him in the closet. How extreme is that? She says, but she's a he. Then he said, please, you can't judge me. She says, Rufus, this is crazy. Then I said, stop arguing. I did not stay here to hear y'all chew each other out. So get to the point, or I swear I'm out. Excuse me, please, but I think I can explain what's going on in here. My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Rufus about a year. And at night creeping around with him has been a living hell. Sneaking in and out of hotels, I said, brother, spare me the detail. Then Rufus said, Chuck, please, don't say nothing else. And then she screams, Rufus, you son of a bitch. And he says, Kathy, go to hell. I said, I thought your name was Mary. It's what you said at the party. Man, this is getting scary. I'm gonna shoot somebody. Then Rufus started yelling and screaming, saying, Kathy, this is all your fault. She throws a pillow at him and says you was creeping too. The only difference is you didn't get caught. Chuck screamed out, we're in love. Kathy says, love my ass. Rufus said, I'm getting married. Then I shoot one in the air. Then I say, not another one of you sons of bitches say a word. Cause all of this shit. rushing home, doing 85, swerving lane to lane, with fire in my eyes. I've got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm thinking about what am I doing, who I'm gonna do it to when I get home. How could I have been so blind? And then I look in my rearview. I cannot believe this. Damn, here comes a policeman. He drove right up on me, then flashed his lights. Then I pull over without thinking twice. He hops out the car and walks over to me and says, license and registration, please. I looked up at him and said, officer, is there something wrong? He said, no, except you were doing 60 in the 40 mile zone. And then I said, officer, let me explain, please. You see, the truth of the matter is that I've got an emergency. He said no excuses and no exceptions. He flicks his cigarette and then gives me the ticket. Said have a nice day and walked away. I said yeah, right, and drove away. And then I turned my radio on and did 55 all the way home. I pull up in the driveway, hop out and slam the car door. Then go around the back, bust up in the house and she's screaming, what's all that for? Then I'm like, woman, I called this house and a man picked up my phone. And she says, calm down, did you forget my brother Twan came home? Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. With a stupid look on my face. Said I forgot he came home today. And she says, that's okay, because honey, I understand. She said, you don't have to explain. Then I took her by the hand. I kissed her and then we went to the room. Then I turned some music on, apologized one more time, then went down and started getting it on. And she started biting her lips, grabbing me and making noise. Now we're making love and she's in my ear whispering, it's all yours. I said I love you, and she said I love you too. And a tear fell up out my eye, and then I called her my sunshine. And then she looked at me and said, baby, go deeper, please. And that's when I start going crazy, like I was trying to give her a baby. The room feel like it's spinning, cause we keep turning and turning, as if we were in a whirlwind, the way our toes are curling. Then next thing you know, she start going real wild and screaming my name. And then I said, baby, we must slow down, before I bust a vessel in my brain. She said, please, no, don't stop. And I said, I caught a cramp. Then she said, please keep on going. I said, my leg is about to crack. Then she cries out, oh my goodness, I'm about to climax. And I say, cool, climax, but just let go of my leg. She says, you're the perfect lover. I said, I can't go no farther. Then I flip back the cover. Oh my God, oh God. And now I'm like, well, 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 what the f*** is this? A condom in my bed? You better start talking, bitch, before I take a match and burn this motherfucker down. I said you better start talking, and start talking right goddamn now. Then she said, baby, I'm so speechless. Then I said, my baby, you gon' be breathless. If you don't start talking quick, woman, I'm gon' have a fit. You don't know what you're f***ing with. Girl, you better cut the bullshit. Now it's obvious somebody has been all up in my home, in my bed. And plus, I smell cigarettes. Now I'm sniffing and looking around, suspicious like someone's here. And then I looked in her eyes, and in her eyes there was so much fear. Pull out my gun, said, is he still here? She shook her head and said, no. I'm checking behind every door. She cried out, he left right after you called. I said, what the f*** was you thinking? You thought that I wouldn't find this out. And then I said, you must be crazy, your own crack, to have somebody off up in my f***ing house. She hopped up and said, that's enough. She said, I can't take no more. And then she said, you've made your point, but now it's time to even the score. She said, I know all about last night and where you went when you left the club. Said, that's right, nigga, I was there with this guy in the back of the club. I said, I thought you was with your girls. She said, I thought you was with your guys. She said, you was at that bitch's house, and don't you even try to act surprised. I say, babe, she say, shut up, Don't you say a word. It ain't nothing you can say that I ain't already heard. Then I said, woman, don't you try to turn it all around, 'cause the fact still remains that someone else was in my house. Then she said, you're right about that. Something did go down, but I don't have to turn it around, 'cause what goes around comes back around. I'm moving a little closer to her. She's tripping over the furniture. She said, wait, first just let me explain. I said, no need to, just give me his name. And then she says, I say, what? She says, please sit down in the chair. And I say, no, I'm standing up. And then she cries out, I'm so scared to tell you because of what you might do. And I scream, look, girl, you better give me this man's name, and I'm not playing with you. She says, okay, wipes her nose and then asks me about a girl named Tina. I thought to myself, did it sound familiar? Then said, I probably know her if I seen her. Then I said, anyway, girl, what the hell has that got to do with this man? She said, he know my girl Roxanne. I said, who the hell is Roxanne? Then she say, Roxanne's a friend of mine who know this guy named Chuck. Chuck's cool with this guy named Rufus. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Then she says, Rufus' wife Kathy, we both went to high school. She introduced me to the policeman that stopped you.